And now, James Gravel.
Who doesn't want to go to heaven? If you were to conduct a survey on the streets of America and ask people, do you believe that you are going to heaven? Statistics say that most people would answer yes, but believing something does not make it so. When Jesus taught his disciples to pray in Luke 11, verse 2, he began his prayer with, Our Father in heaven. Heaven is God's home. Thus, he is the one who determines who gets to go there. However, according to 1 John chapter 5, verse 7, God is not the only one who lives in heaven. John wrote, For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father and the Word, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. One of these three, Jesus Christ, came to earth and lived a sinless life and died as the perfect sacrifice to save humanity from its sins. When John the Immerser saw Christ, he said, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John 1, verse 29. Later in John 3, verse 31, John said, He who comes from heaven is above all. And yes, he certainly is. And that is why Jesus said in John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Because who Christ is, he had the right to make such a claim. In John 12, verse 48, he said, He who rejects me and does not receive my words has one that judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a commandment concerning what I should say. Christ came from heaven and spoke for heaven. How about you? Are you on your way to heaven? The only way to answer yes to that question is to be certain that you are in Christ. How can you do that? The Bible has the answer. Galatians 3, verse 27 says, As many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. To go to heaven, you must believe in Christ, confess His name before others, repent of your past sins, and be baptized for the forgiveness of those sins. Then heaven will truly be yours.